Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to New Beginnings. We are starting off another Wednesday, and it's just beautiful to be able to be here and just to be able to join together, brothers and sisters in Christ. just sharing the word. And we do thank each and every one of you for tuning in on the internet or by phone. Before we get started, I would like to ask that everyone that has called in, please make sure that you mute your mic, or mute your phone, rather. Mute your phone so that we do not hear the distractions in the background, and that would truly, truly bless us. We thank you for that. Oftentimes we hear sounds in the background. Oftentimes we hear sounds in the background, and such as that. Amen? And we are usually trying to eliminate that. So we'd like to ask that if you would, you would be mindful to make sure that your phones are muted during that time. We are coming this evening, and we'd like to thank you. We are, have our guest speaker. I'm not going to call her a guest speaker anymore. She's on every Wednesday, and she always has something great to share about the good news. Amen? And she's all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And her name is Elder Rose Cook from Atlanta, Georgia. And she's going to be talking about Are You Committed to the Things of God, Part 2. We're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to turn the mics on over to her. And keep in mind, for those of you that's tuning in, if you would like to participate, your mics are open, so you can talk at any time. Without pushing the number one, you can talk at any time, and you would be heard. Number two, we ask that, again, that you mute your phones during that time. And when you get ready to say or share, then you can unmute it, and therefore we will not hear those things that are in the background. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for bringing us thus far, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, with so many things. We thank you for a new beginning. And we thank you for being a God of second chances. Lord, you are a God, Heavenly Father, who sees our faults no matter where we are, and you understand our heart, Heavenly Father. And you always have your arms open, ready to give us another opportunity. We pray, Father, that you would build us up in the areas where we are torn down and that you would strengthen us where we are weak. Father, if there's a time that we need you now. And so we just come, we just humble ourselves, Heavenly Father, as we share the word of God. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that all things that are said and done are done according to your name. Father, we pray that you would give us clarity, that you would give us understanding, and we just ask that you would bless our efforts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Elder Cook.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn the mic on over to you, and it is so good to be with you once again.
Yes.
The beauty of it is we're all the way here in Ohio, and you are there in Atlanta, and we can still rejoice over the name of Jesus. That's the beauty of it. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Awesome.
We're turning it on over to you, and we're going to be mindful. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody. And we're glad
Amen.
To be on the air once again, thanking God for keeping us to this appointed time. And I thank God for this opportunity once again by Elder giving me this opportunity and Dr. Suzanne to give me the opportunity to speak a word to someone on tonight. Now, as he was speaking before that, this is an interacting Bible study. What I'm talking about tonight, I want some input. I want some to talk back to me. All right, if that's all right tonight. Amen. And so
Amen.
As we go into the text, well, first, I'd just like to say that last month I talked about, are you committed to the things of God? And so tonight I want to do part two, but I also want to ask the question to that question, is it for real? Is your commitment for real? You know, is it not just coming out of your mouth and in your heart? Are you really doing it in your heart? And I ask tonight, is it for real? Just as simple as that, is it for real? Because when I, you know, when I look around this world today, you know, as you see, we're living in the last evil days. And in this last evil days, you know, Satan is letting loose, letting all his imps out to get his army together. And we see that, you know, things are happening that's not of God. And the question is, once again, are you for real about your commitment? You know, we see it going on. What are you doing about it? Are we speaking it? Are we approaching it? Are we dealing with it? Are we expressing it to others? Because you know that we are our brother's keeper. And our job is to, you know, talk to our brothers about it and say, hey, you know, this is what the word say. You know, we don't judge them, but I believe that we could judge them through the word of God. We could take them to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I also found out in this evil time and these evil days that we break covenant with God when we do these deadly sins. You know, we lose relationship with God when we deal with these deadly sins that we deal with. And these deadly sins are, you know, it's just not just homosexual. It's lying, cheating, you know, fornicating, being evil to one another, being jealous, envy of one another. Those are some deadly sins. My mother always used to tell me that, you know what, watch a jealous person. You find somebody jealous in your camp, watch them closely. Because because when somebody's really jealous of you, there's some things, some dangerous things that they could do to you. And I find that that's one of, you know, some deadly sins. Amen. And don't you realize that, you know, your sins separate yourself from God. See, you know, God can't deal with an unclean temple. You know, we say, oh, God, I want to be used. But he can't use us when we're dirty. You know, we got to be pure before God. We cannot have evilness in us if we really want God to use us. Amen. Any questions before I move on? Amen. And so, like I stated before, you know, it's a deadly sin to keep us, separate us from the love of God. And I don't want to be separated from the love of God. That's why it's important that we must always ask God to forgive us. You know, even forgiving those things that we may not see that's deep down in our spirit and we don't know, we still got to say, Lord, forgive us. If anything that's not like you in us, take it out of us. Do I have a witness out there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to be conscious of that and realize that if we want to be used by God, we got to be clean and pure before God. Amen.
Amen.
See, I realize that good and evil don't mix together. I'll prove it to you. Do you remember in Revelation 7 and 9 when it was war in heaven? When war broke out in heaven, when Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and the angels fought, and the dragon got kicked out, which is the devil, which is Satan. He got kicked out of heaven and his angels. See, he couldn't stay there with God. Amen?
Amen.
Good and evil cannot be in the same presence with God. You also can find that in Luke 10 and 18. Luke states that too when it says, let's go to it. Luke 10 and 18 says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Satan couldn't stay there because he thought he was bigger than God. So he had to get kicked out of heaven. Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
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 Any questions? Amen.
All my
so mics are open. Mm-hmm. So I asked tonight, is your commitment for real? I still say that question because it's very important to be committed to God.
Amen.
As I look at the word commitment, because we're going to talk about commitment once again, if you could, you know, jump in. Get some, you know, dialogue together. Amen, if that's all right, because I don't want to do all the talking tonight. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And so as Amen. We look at the word commitment, commitment means to me is being dedicated to the cause, you know, being faithful, going even more deeper in God. Amen. I realize that when you are committed in a relationship, even if it's a marriage or friendship, there should be some type of dedication to it, to the cause. I always realize that, you know, if I'm going to be committed to someone, you know, it should be some good energy coming out. I can learn from you, and you can learn from me. To me, that lets me know that's a dedication, that's faithfulness. You're faithful to your husband and your wife. That's faithfulness. You're faithful to the relationship. You're not going to allow, as a friendship relationship, you're not going to allow anything to tamper that relationship, and you're going to be faithful to that person. And go even more deeper with faithful communication with that person. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe to have a faithful, committed relationship, communication is the key, so that we could be on the same page. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because when we're not on the same page, here comes the spirit of unfaithfulness. Here comes the spirit of undedication. Amen.
Amen.
Also, commitment means to me responsibility. Can I just park right here, park my car right here and talk about responsibility? Responsibility, I believe, it's a big thing. Most people don't want responsibility. People are scared of responsibility. Why? Mm-hmm. Because there's accountability. Many people don't want to be accountable to the things that they're supposed to be accountable to. Why? Because of distractions. You know, distractions cause us to not to be accountable for what we need to do in God. Amen. Any questions before I move on? Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go back to responsibilities because I'm moving ahead. I'm moving quickly. Responsibilities, you know, it's we all have a responsibility in God. And that is to keep his statutes and his commandments. I believe that God didn't put these commandments in the Bible for it just to be sitting. There's a responsibility that we need to take, and that is to keep those commandments that he has written in here. Amen. And
Amen.
That responsibility, it needs to be imparted in our spirit. We need to do that daily. We need to get in the Word to understand what our commitment is and what his commandment is so that we can be responsible. You know, I hear people say, oh, you know, these commandments, it's tough. Yes, it may be tough, but you gotta stay in it. That means you gotta meditate on it. Be around positive people. Amen.
Amen.
Read your word.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on these commandments. Prayer. That's the key right there. Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You got to continue to pray. You know, it's not the time to give up. It's not the time to give up. Because you have a responsibility. It's just like you have a responsibility at work. Your boss gives you a responsibility to do that job. You can't just say, I don't want to do this today. You can't give up on that. So it's the same thing with the Word of God. If God put in there something that we need to do, then it's our responsibility to do it. And our responsibility is to help our brother and sister. Amen. Any comments before I go? Move on.
Amen. I just want to comment on that in terms of, and I think about the I don't feel like it today, or I don't feel like I want to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I want to read the Word. And that feel can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That can be dangerous. And the reason I say that, and just piggybacking off what you're saying, is if we are committed to the Word of God, it's not about what we feel. It's about being committed. And God looks at our heart. And in our heart, if we are doing something and we are halfway into it or putting half of our effort into it, God sees that. God sees that. So, you know, when you were saying that, I just thought about that in terms of oftentimes we say, I don't feel like it today.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems, and I'm sure some will have a testimony, that when we don't feel like it and we choose to do the will of God, or we move past those I don't feel like it, once we get to church, we feel a whole lot better. So I just wanted to, you know, just kind of piggyback off that piece, because that's what I was thinking about as you was making that comment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and I believe, you know, responsibility is a big word for some of us. You know, we lack that responsibility because, okay, we say, you know, our trials and our tribulations come, disappointments, you know, distraction comes, and we can't be responsible because of distractions. But as people of God, we must fight through those things and remain committed, responsible to God. Because I realize at the end of the day, when we meet our Maker, at the end of the day, He going to ask, you know, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
That's right.
Why was you committed?
Mm-hmm.
He told us that we're going to have these trials and tribulations. We are going to have them.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is that He will help us to get through it.
Amen.
We don't have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
We go through it. Any comments?
I was just thinking of something that I found out a long time ago. It had to do with dating. And, you know, one thing I knew back in the day was that the way to know if someone was committed is a person that's committed will be the one that nourishes a relationship. So, you know, whether it's a relationship between a man or a woman, or it's the same thing with God, if we're committed, we will give constantly to that relationship, whether it's our time, our money, or, you know, our love, our affection, and all of that. We nourish that relationship. And, you know, so to me, it's that simple. And that's how I look at it, you know, in my commitment to God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And where you and the way you nourish that relationship is through the Word of God, communicating, you
mm-hmm.
know, fasting and praying. We can't leave out the fasting.
Mm-hmm.
But you have fasting and praying. Meditating on the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Any more comments?
Yeah, amen. Look at the damn thing down, son, man.
Well, the mic. We have a lot of listeners, and we have a lot of listeners. And just go ahead and just if you have something that you want to share, just go ahead and just talk. You don't have to push number one. Just go ahead
Hello?
And talk, and you know, amen.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just technical. We have a message that there's an echo, and I just listened through another site, and they're hearing an echo. So if you have your computer on and your phone on with both giving off sound, it's causing an echo from wherever you are. So just use one device or the other, please. Okay, thank you.
Amen. Amen. And also in that commitment, we have an assignment. Amen. We have a job to do for God. We all have an assignment to do. God assigned us assignment to do. And it's our job to do it. And if you don't know your assignment, there's praying. Fasting, asking the Lord, Lord, what is my assignment to do? Because I go back again, at the end of the day, He gave you an assignment and you didn't do it. Woe
mm-hmm.
unto you. That's why it's important that we get it together now. As He gives us breath in our bodies, use of our limbs, our mindsets are intact, There's blood running through our veins. It's time to find out what your assignment is. It's time to do it.
Amen.
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 You know, I
like that comment. That comment about it's time to find out your assignment. Am I coming in clear?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know. Sometimes these mics are they play tricks on you.
Mhm. Any comments? Amen. Well, like I was saying, basically I was saying that, you know, we all have assignment. We have a job to do, and it's our responsibility to handle that and deal with that assignment that he has. And if you do not know that assignment, begin to ask the Lord, what is my assignment to do?
Mm-hmm.
Consult the Lord about it. Amen. Consult
Amen.
Him about what
Amen.
Is your job to do. Because your job is not just here to be partying and doing all kinds of things. No, there is assignment on your life. There's someone that you need to speak to. There's someone that you need to pray for. There's someone that you need to help get delivered and set free. But if you don't know that, you know, you need to go to God, go into prayer. That's why I say it's important to have a prayer life. Prayer life is a wonderful thing to have in your life with God, because you could hear him clearly. There's no mistakes about what is assigned to you and what is assigned for you to do. I talk to God every day. Even every day as I'm driving in my car on my way to work, there's always a communication between me and God. I don't want to lose that relationship. I don't want to miss God. Because we miss God if we don't pray and have that dialogue and that communication with them.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions before I move on?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 And when I didn't know my assignment, I began to ask the Lord, Lord, what did you have me to do? And he told me, preach the gospel to the people.
Praise the Lord.
Bring lost souls to Christ. Because one day I was lost, and somebody had to come teach me,
mm-hmm.
which was my mother and my father. They came to me and told me about Christ. You know, so you don't know your assignment tonight? Go before God. Amen. Any questions before I move on?
Amen. Yeah, and go before him and be willing to wait while you witness and all of that. But you have to be willing to wait. On assignments, and you may have two or three different life assignments as far as God is concerned, but you have to be able to wait. You can't just, you know, pick and choose what you want to do. Sometimes God will have you sit and have you wait for 5 or 10 years. I had to wait for 5 years for my last assignment, but when I waited, everything fell right into place, everything.
Personal.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Any more comments?
Yes, also, as Christians, God doesn't want us to blend in with everybody else. He wants us to stand out.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and can I say something?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you on.
Okay, yes. You know, a lot of times we want people to see Christ in us, but we're not living a Christ-like way.
Mhm. Mhm.
Holy as I am holy. There's
That's
so many
right.
people in the church that they're dating and they're living together, they're having sex together,
yes.
and it's not pleasing unto the Lord. How can you win someone to Christ when you're going to church every Sunday but your life is
mm-hmm.
raggedy?
That's
you're,
right.
You're doing the things of the world, like be in the world but
mm-hmm.
not of the world. But if
yes.
so many people get caught up in what the world is doing and they want to be holy and sanctified and at the same
mm-hmm.
time run with the devil. They want to sweeten, drink coffee and sweeten it with the devil's sugar.
Yes.
And we have to realize that we have to be set apart from
That's right.
But
Amen.
There's too many people in church, they want to satisfy or bring the church into the world. You know, how
yes.
can you, I heard one, well, it's an example of one church bringing the secular songs in the world, and they dance in the basement and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it. And the kids, you cannot satisfy their soul with trying to engage them in the worldly stuff and bring it into church, because it's not going to last.
That's
His
right.
word lasts for now and forevermore.
That's
so if
right.
you preach what God says to preach, you don't have to change your lifestyle to and lower it to what the kids are doing.
That's right.
Preach mm-hmm. the word. He said preach the word. He didn't say put some sugar in it, extra sugar or some salt and pepper to make it look like it's all right. His word is the truth and it's the light. And if you stick to what Billy Graham, I know he was a preacher that preached about the gospel, didn't preach about you have to do this and you're going to be rich, because everybody wants to be rich. So when you started talking about all that worldly stuff about you can prosper if you do this and you do that, you send I'll send you a cloth, and you take the cloth and do this and do that, and your soul going to be blessed. God going to bless you. He didn't, you know, you got to stick to the word. You have to stick to the truth, because when you put anything else in it, it's not the whole truth. And God's word is the absolute truth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To teach
yes.
our kids. I mean, our kids has been gone hog wild over this sex. Everything is sex, sex, sex. And these kids at 9 years old is having sex because they see these adults living, they say one thing in church on Sunday, and then the rest of the week they live like they want to live, and then on Sunday they back to their old self again of being sanctified and holy. But
that's right.
Can't do that. And this is what our Christians need to learn, that he said, be holy, for I am holy. Not that we're going to be perfect, because we're not going to be perfect until we get those perfect bodies, okay? But in the meantime, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. Sometimes we fall into temptation, or we're going through trials and tribulation because we haven't been obedient to the word. The key thing is being obedient to God's word and speaking the truth in love. And that's what
right.
but, we need to work on that.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so also with that, as you were saying, the brother and the sister were saying, to be set apart, you know, to be committed to the things of God, you must be set apart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as
mm-hmm.
they piggyback on what they're saying, that, you know, you are to be holy. You know, you can't live one way and do another, because you know what? You are the example. You're supposed to be example for your brother and sisters that's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing the right thing. So you got to get yourself in check. You know, that's why I asked tonight, is your commitment for real? You know, if it's not for real, begin to examine yourself. Begin to examine the things that's in you and say, God, am I doing this? Am I doing this right? You know, am I doing wrong? What? You know, you got to begin to, you know, speak to God and let him clean you up.
Well,
let
it says that you have to examine yourself and ask God to reveal to you those things. God has revealed a lot this year to me, because that's what I've been asking him, reveal, reveal. Because we think that we look at ourselves one way, but we're not as, you know, like you look in the mirror, you think you're looking good, you get out of the mirror. You know that some things weren't, you needed to fix up, and you don't even try because you thought you looked so pretty. But we have to ask God to reveal those things, because we're not going to reveal a lot of things that we know, even we know about ourselves. But God will reveal those things that you need to know about yourself, and then it's up to you to submit to the Holy Spirit, and then he can direct you. Because even in the Bible, when, like Saul was not obedient to what God wanted him to do, God departed from him. How many times did he have to depart from the Israelites because they were doing what they wanted to do and did not want to do what God asked them to do? That's why they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
Amen.
And America needs to get on their knees. I mean, we got a lot of churches at every corner just about, but it's just so much a mess going on. And these pastors are keeping their mouths closed when it comes to things that God really needs for them to speak up, just like the homosexuality. Where was the church when they're getting all these laws together? And then I just want to ask this question, and I want someone to answer this. Now, I saw on TV it was one local black pastor and the other one from out of town. They were on TV. And the one pastor said, well, I am not going to touch certain things because in the Bible it's prophesied that these things are going to happen. So I leave those things alone because it was already prophesied. So is it okay they're changing all these laws for because God's law has never changed, even though man might change the law, his law is still going to stand forever. Shouldn't pastor, I know they did, and I think in California, when that mayor, she wanted to all the preachers to bring their sermons in so she can find out were they discriminating, hate crime, they call it, against the homosexuality. Some of the preachers got together to go down there to stand against that. But what I'm trying to say is it okay for these pastors not to say anything because it's prophesied in the Bible? When that man said that, I just couldn't agree with him.
And you did right. I don't mean to cut you off. And you did right not to agree with him, because we're supposed to be dropping seeds. And if we keep our mouths shut, then the seeds are dropped. Somebody in that homosexual community, if we're talking, there's a lot of people that's going to be against it. And then you drop it. You never know what God's going to do.
Right,
you drop
right.
that seed, and then somebody will come and water on that seed, and then God will give the increase of truth. And the truth is, it's an abomination unto God. It goes against the nature of God. And for that preacher or those preachers to not even talk about it just because it's in the Bible, God didn't tell us to not talk about it. He said spread the word. He said to witness. We're to witness and to be seen. We shouldn't be hiding behind a bush or keeping our mouth shut. Then if you keep your mouth shut, then you're condoning it.
Well, that girl, that young girl, 26 years old, that died in the hands of the ISIS, did you hear the letter that she wrote before she died?
No, I didn't.
Get on the Internet and Google it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just you can listen to what she had to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was a brave young lady, 26 years old,
mm-hmm.
and she was not going to give in to ISIS because she knew who her God was, just like the Hebrew boy said.
Mm-hmm.
They know that their God can rescue them, but if he doesn't, they still was going to serve their God.
That's right.
God
that's
was going to protest
mm-hmm.
a lot of these, a lot of these Christians, because they're slowly taking away our freedom to preach the word in America. Yes, it's
mm-hmm.
happening in America, but because they're not interested in it that much, they think it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly happening because these are the end times.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecy of yesterday is the headline news of today.
Right, right.
People better get on their knees. People better start spreading the gospel more. And people better start being obedient to what God is telling them to do.
Mm-hmm.
He got a mission for us all. And we have
yes.
to complete that mission.
And
like
God
you say,
holds
if you know what your mission is or what God wants you to do, then what you should do is fall on those knees
mm-hmm.
and ask God to reveal to you those things that he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But I can't stay on here long. I just wanted to get on. And Pastor Clay, this is Bernice Washington. I haven't had a chance to be on here for a while, but I got something important to do. But I just wanted to spend a few minutes just listening to what
Praise God
broadcast was all about. But God bless you all. Have a blessed week, okay?
You too.
Amen.
Thank
you. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. I've been on mute. I actually was driving along. I just want to thank Pastor Clay for inviting me on. My name is Reverend Alicia Hayes. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Praise God.
And I wanted to jump in here because this scripture has been resting in my spirit for quite some time. It's out of the book of Revelation, chapter 12. It says, and they overcame by the word of their testimony,
mm-hmm.
the blood of the Lamb, and they were not afraid to die.
Amen.
And that's where we're going to. And it's going to be a time when we are going to have to speak up as mm-hmm. we are led by the Holy Spirit and as we are led to interject and say and speak the truth and speak mm-hmm. what thus saith the Lord. And we're not going to be able to be afraid of the death that lies in front of us.
Amen.
I mean, that's what the apostles did. That's what Peter did. You know, Peter, he was crucified upside down. You know, mm-hmm. Paul, he proclaimed the word of God despite the fact that he was facing death because he knew that his Savior lived and he knew that life was an everlasting life once he left this earth. And there's going to come a time when we are going to have to speak up against some of the atrocities that have been put into place by our government system as mm-hmm. a result of trying to be what they call accepting of diversity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even in the church. And I think that what we've done is, and we've taken that out of context. Because
yes,
diversity
yes.
is not in the things of God, because there is no gray in God. It's black and white.
Amen.
You know, the word comes in black and white, you know, and it's covered by the blood. But
mm-hmm.
what they've done is they've made that a gray area, because if we don't embrace you for who you are and whatever lifestyle you happen to be living, then I'm not embracing diversity. And that's not the diversity that God is speaking of when he says that we're to love all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he's speaking of. He's talking about all who are striving to get better, not those who are clearly gone astray and can't get back. And I think
they made
in
their choice.
You know, they talk
yeah.
about this diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put that out there all the time. You know, you're not embracing diversity. No, that's not diversity. That is a conscious choice. Diversity is the fact that I'm black. That's diverse. I have no choice. I have no choice. I am a female. I have no choice. If something happens to me and I lose a limb, I have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
That is a choice, despite the fact that people are saying that they were born like that.
Mm-mm.
And I think about what God dropped in my spirit is, he said it goes against, and someone said this, it is contrary to the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you never see nature interacting as two males or two females.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere in nature does it happen except in human beings where we have freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
One of the things that happens, though, is that this generation has been, their spiritual eyes are not able to see
mm-hmm.
the truth. So they're looking through the world's vision. And
mm-hmm.
so if the world's vision is teaching them that anything goes, then this is the way, you know, this is the way it is. And if the church is silent, which we often are, we think we should be quiet and we leave it alone as long as they don't touch us, as long as it doesn't come in the doors, you know, the front doors of the church. But it is coming in the front doors of the church now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to just take a stand and say what needs to be said. I think that we operate in fear when we don't say anything because we believe that we're going to be persecuted or that it's against the law to so-called
mm-hmm.
hate. But there's nothing wrong with the amendments, and I can't even think, this amendment says that we're, you know, what about freedom of speech?
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have, that's not the fifth, but anyway, we do have freedom of speech. And we
mm-hmm.
have to exercise or should understand that we have to also have the rights to exercise our freedom of speech.
That doesn't mean that you hate. I believe that Christ teaches us to love, and to love even though these people have no understanding that they're being blinded, even though they have no mm-hmm. understanding that they've been led astray, even though they have no understanding that they've been duped into believing something that's not real or not right. We still need to pray, and we need to say what mm-hmm. the truth is. We cannot be ashamed of the truth, or we're just as guilty. For mm-hmm. us to be quiet, nobody can make you be quiet. Nobody can stop you from praying. When they say there's no prayer in the school, that's a lie. My prayer life is my conversation between me and God.
That's right.
I come with other people who mm-hmm. want to pray and have a conversation with God, and we want to call out to Him together, there's nothing mm-hmm. nobody can stop you from having that conversation to God. I cannot and should not force anybody to pray, but mm-hmm. those who want to pray with me have every right to pray with me. So we have mm-hmm. to be careful, too, of how we interpret the laws of the land. We're supposed to live mm-hmm. here but not be of it. And if we're mm-hmm. interpreting it the same way the world is interpreting it and the way the enemy wants us to see it, because if you really read it, you understand mm-hmm. that you have freedom. If you really mm-hmm. read it, understand, mm-hmm. nobody can take prayer out of school or out of whatever. No one can mm-hmm. do that. That's up to you to give it up, if you mm-hmm. give it up. Your choice to give it up. So we need to really, really be aware of where we are and not ignore certain things. There's stuff going on, and the enemy has us blinded, too, where we get mm-hmm. inundated with so many different things. Like my associate pastor at our church was talking about the top, shows that are on TV for the unsaved are the same top shows that the saved are looking at,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me about watching Scandal, okay? Mm-hmm. I was watching Scandal because I like seeing this black woman in this role and taking the lead like that. But the things that they were doing and talking about on that show did not mesh with my spirit. The Lord, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit was saying, I can't watch this. It's not right. I cannot let this in my spirit. I can't let this in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be watching that and having that in my bedroom and then sit, get on my knees and pray and ask the Lord mm-hmm. to bless this mess. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I have the responsibility of turning it off and not letting it into my house,
mm-hmm.
not letting
mm-hmm.
it into my spirit.
That's good.
But we as Christians have become numb to it because we see it every day. We're like bombarded with it constantly, in your face, in your face, in your face. And our kids are seeing it and accepting it as that's just the way it is. That's
mm-hmm.
the way it is. Okay, it doesn't hurt anybody. It's okay. But we need to be teaching them what the word says, what the truth is, so that they do, so that they understand. They have to learn how to pray for discernment and exercise
mm-hmm.
that sense of discernment and what it feels like, because they won't even know what it feels like till it, and then they become numb to it too. The Holy Spirit doesn't even reach them anymore
mm-hmm.
because they don't. Oh, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking to him. You keep
mm-hmm.
ignoring it. You keep ignoring the Spirit speaking to you. You keep ignoring the words and the teaching. Pretty soon you don't feel it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't feel it anymore. It stops. So we have to be really, really careful and purposefully teach what the word, what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a difference. And our children shouldn't be afraid of looking different. You know?
Right.
Difference in the world. You can't, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Just because the whole group is going to hell doesn't mean that you need to follow them.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the thing also you're talking about diversity, and what just dropped in my spirit is also how many times are we invited in to pray, but they say you can't pray in the name of Jesus. You, because there are rabbis there or because there are Muslims there, and it's a sign of respect if you don't pray in Christ's name, because that's blasphemy to me. And for me, I addressed someone who asked me to pray, and I told them, I said, however, I said, that may be blasphemy for them, but it's also blasphemy for me not to pray in that fashion because I am a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I am a Christian. Do you not understand that? I don't diminish the fact that they pray to Allah. They can pray to Allah and they can pray to God, and we have people who come up and they talk about Hare Krishna and they talk about Buddha, and I'm supposed to be okay with that, so then why can't they be okay with me? And so that's another, I think, another trick of the enemy, because Jesus specifically said that we have to pray and ask all things in his name if we want the answer. So if I'm standing up in front of you and I'm not using his name because it may offend somebody, he said this, and he needs to, hey, offenses are going to come.
See?
Absolutely. You know what? We had a pastor that I, the pastor I grew up with, Reverend Downs, said, when you get the mic, use it. Pray.
Yeah.
You get the mic. You got the mic. Do what you got to do. And if they ask a Christian to pray, the expectation is that they're going to pray in the name of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask me to pray if you don't want to hear that. Okay? Well, we have to take a stand and not bow down to, not kowtow to somebody else's wishes. And even that, somebody would be offended. If you don't believe in Christ, why should the name Jesus bother you? Why should it bother you? Why would you be offended if you don't believe in Christ? So that just says how powerful the name is.
I was just going to say that.
How
that's
powerful
right.
is the Here's name the of our Lord? Is the name of Jesus Christ. That these folks say they don't believe, the agnostic, the New Agers, the whoever they say they are, and that's okay if that's who you are, but don't tell me I can't be who I am. You can pray to Krishna or whoever. That doesn't offend me. I think you're foolish. I don't believe what you believe, but that's who you want to pray to. I'd like to minister to you and so that you come to a realization and a knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, but if that offends you, think about the power that's in the name. Why should the name offend you if you don't believe in him?
Truly.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so as we go back into the, I didn't give you my text, but, the subject is, are you committed to the things of God? And is it for real? Is your commitment for real? And so for press of time, because I only got a little bit of time, I just wanted to elaborate on a few little scriptures here where we find in verse 57, 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, verses 57, where it says, may the Lord our God be with us as he was with us and our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us. And when I looked at that particular text, you know, here Solomon was expressing in his prayer that God, never, may you never leave us, that you will always be with us as you was with our fathers. And when I flipped the scripture, it let me know that, you know, this was a commitment that God kept with us, because you could find the commitments that he kept with us in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, Romans 8 and 31, Isaiah 41 and 10. You know, so when I looked at that, I realized, I said, if God could be committed to us and keeping us and never leaving us and never forsaking us, why couldn't we be committed unto him?
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, when we further look at that scripture, you know, it says that may he not leave us nor forsake us. God always go before us, you know, because he already know the way. And that he would never leave us. If you're in relationship with God and you have a communion with him and you follow his laws and rules and regulations, he's always going to be with us. His grace and his mercy always walk with us. So when you ever feeling low or down, know that he's with you. He'll never leave you down. You know, man will always put you to the side, but God is always there for you.
Amen.
Amen. And then once again, press for time. We're going down to the sixth verse. It says that all people of earth may know the Lord is God, that it is no other God. We have to realize that there is no other God but God.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be committed to him. You know, sometimes we you know, oh, I'm not going to church today because I'm tired. Or I'm not going to church today because I got to go wash my car. You know, those are other gods that I'm talking about. You know, you allowing your car to be your God. You allowing your money to be your God. You know, you allowing your job to be your God instead of being committed to God and serving him and worshiping him and praising him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We have to learn that there's only one God. We can't be serving all these other Buddhists and all these other different people that are not of God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know that there is only one God, and he's the only one that can deliver you. He's the only one that can heal you.
Amen.
He's the only one that can set you free.
Amen.
When you're down and out, it's
he
God himself,
you.
Jehovah mm-hmm. Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah
mm-hmm.
Rapha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So, is your commitment for real? Or is you just talking about it? Is it just flowing out of your mouth and not flowing out of your heart?
Wow.
Or if I could go a little ghetto, are you a ride or die Christian? Are you a ride or die Christian? You sold out for Christ, no matter what. No matter what comes your way, you right there with God. You staying with his commandments and you following them. As I stated before, and I say it again, people say, oh, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling to keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Get in his word. Study his word. Pray. Fast.
Mm-hmm.
Get in a relationship. Study, get to know him even more. I always say get intimate with God. Because once you get intimate with God, my God, my God.
Amen.
He can begin to show you things. He begin to strip those things that's not like you.
Mm-hmm.
And he could begin to work in your life. So I say there's no excuses. We got to put the excuses out the door and stay committed to God. Amen.
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 Amen. That's it. I have, Elder. And I hope everyone was blessed by this word
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I enjoyed committed to God. You know, it really, you know, kind of stretched things, you know, because being committed to God, it goes a number of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was truly blessed by that. You know, all the speakers, mm-hmm. all those that shared what was going on in the world, it's all applicable in terms of being committed. It's all applicable at all times. All be committed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make a difference where you are. It doesn't make a difference what you're going through. Are you committed? Are you committed to telling the truth
mm-hmm.
when no one wants to hear it? Are you committed to tell someone that they're wrong
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus? Are you committed?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a stance that we have to stand on. We have to be able to stand on a solid foundation because we're going to be tested. We're going
That's
to be
right.
tried. We are going to go
mm-hmm.
through some things ourselves. And when we go through those things, it depends on what type of ground that you're standing on. If you're standing on solid grounds, then God is going to, he's not going to let you fall. But if you are, as I heard, in the gray area, if you're in the gray area, that means you don't know which direction you want to go.
That's right.
You don't know who you want to be. You don't know. You just don't know. You don't know. You're down one thing, you know, and you agree with another. You just don't know. So,
and
you know, being committed, it applies to so many things, so many directions.
Yes.
Amen. Any comments?
And Brother John, what you're saying about that gray area, and there's scripture for that gray area. And the Word of God says that he will spew us out of his mouth. He'd rather you hot or cold. That lukewarm won't do. You know,
right.
So we need to right. know that we as Christians, we got to really step up. We, like the elder said, we have to be committed. We have to be committed. God is coming face to face with us, and we can't compromise. We can't take down, because the world is getting worse, and it's not that we should shut up. We should be lights burning bright and speaking the truth, and the truth will make the world free. If they so be it, if they hear it. But this is why, yeah, we're to love everyone. But you know what? They have a choice. Either you accept Christ or you don't. And when it comes down to that end of the day, when we all stand before him, he's going to separate the goats from the sheep. Oh, my God. He's going to do the separating. Actually, he's doing the separating right now, and it begins in the house of the Lord. So we got to step up. We got to shape up and look and see God, read his word, get the revelation, and keep it moving. Bring as many people. He's called us to witness. So we got to be that have that committed life, uncompromised. I'm done.
And, you know, I just wanted to say one more thing, too. We talk about being afraid to speak up. I remember a time in my life when I was out there in the world, and I'm going to tell you, you couldn't shut me up. You couldn't shut me up. And, you think about our children, and when somebody is speaking up for something wrong, they don't have a problem speaking up.
No, they don't.
And they're afraid because they don't even have enough sense to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So by that same measure, you know, then we need to have that. And clearly God was keeping me. Clearly he was keeping me for such a time as this.
Amen.
So I can't do any less.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do any less. When we went out and we partied hard, we partied hard.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we were sold out.
Yeah.
Sold up from the flow up, but sold out on being sold up from the flow up. How much
so
more
true.
Be sold out for God.
Mm-hmm.
How much can we not be afraid? Not be afraid of anything out there. We came all this way. We didn't come this far to turn back now.
And believe it or not, and I'll be done with this, believe it or not, God is depending on the body of Christ. He's called us to be the light. He's depending on us. He has no hands but our hands. No mouths but our mouths. He's depending on us to not be afraid, not be fearful, but to go out in his name. And I don't mean be a ruffian, because he says be harmless as doves but wise as serpents. But still in all, he expects us to witness, to speak the word, you know, to get out there. And bring them in. He's depending on us, body of Christ. He's depending on us. And you know what? He doesn't, you know, he's God. You know, he can make a rock cry out. But still in all, because he not only loves us, but because we have his image. And with that image, hallelujah. For Christ I live, for Christ I die. What did Job say? Though he slay me, yet shall I praise him. I'm done.
Any more comments? Any more comments? Lights are open.
I just want to say I'm committed. Fully persuaded.
Well, that was beautiful. We begin again. When we are communicating, even though we're communicating amongst ourselves, be mindful that there are others who are listening by internet who has been encouraged this evening, who has been encouraged. And that's the beauty of it, when brothers and sisters come together and just to lift up the name of Jesus. And it may be a time that somebody needs to hear what was said this evening. There may be a time when somebody needs that seed planted in their lives because of they have not heard it or no one has shared it with them. So that's the beauty of all of this, being able to come together just to lift up the name of Jesus. And so I've had a wonderful time. I've been definitely blessed. And it's definitely, you know, in the back of my mind, you know, thinking about, am I committed? Am I really committed? Am I really committed? That becomes a self-evaluation piece. I feel that I am, but am I really committed? I think about the word it says, you know, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? You know, so it becomes a self-evaluation piece. We're always evaluating ourselves. We're always trying to correct ourselves and make ourselves better Christians, better as we go on our journey, you know, for Christ. And the enemy, we cannot forget, the enemy is there trying to prevent us from getting where we want to get. And so that's why we have to keep our eyes focused on the cross. No matter how it looks to the left, no matter how it looks to the right, no matter how it looks behind us, God has got our back. God has got our back. And it always works out. And that's the beauty of knowing our Savior. You know, he's suffering. God is suffering. God says, you know, he is the God of all gods and the King of all kings. And besides me, there is no other. And God wants us to keep our minds focused, and we walk boldly as we take our Christian walk, as we take this journey. We're going to be confronted with so many things on our job, within the community, within the church. There's going to be so many challenges that we come up against. And that's not what the word does. The word, it just builds us up and reminds us of who we are. For those of you listening, I pray that you were blessed. I pray that that something was said that that resonated in your mind, in your hearts, in your spirits. Because you know what? It's all about the kingdom, no matter what. It's all about the kingdom. And we would like to say that we'd like to invite you back next Wednesday, again, 7 o'clock. We are an interactive Bible study. Once again, you have an opportunity to come over and share what God has done for you. And he's blessed each and every one of us here as well as afar. So we thank you for tuning in. We ask that you would just keep us in prayer as we will keep you in prayer. Remember, God loves you.
Amen.
Just like you are.
Face the dawn.